And we should learn. Okay. You see it? Parashat Bahar Bukhukotai.
Yes.
End of Sefer Vayikra.
They still say parshat, that we had this discussion here. They don't say parshiot.
I guess you could. I guess to me it is a double parsha rather than two separate parshiot.
Yeah,
Wait, I
okay.
think about it. I don't know that you'd be wrong
Yeah.
in the parshiot
We
Bahar.
kind of looked into it. What's the convention? Anyway, I think you're right. This is it.
Yeah. That's what it is, what I would think about it, right? It goes, they are one flows right into the other one. In fact, you intentionally do that. You always have Ravi spans the gap. You never
Oh.
split, you never split them up just to make sure you know that they're all together.
Oh, so you don't have a aliyah at the end of one?
No, you don't.
Oh,
Very
interesting.
specifically, the middle aliyah is supposed to span it.
They're always read together?
Bahar and Bukhukotai are not always it. No. So when you have two parshiot that are read together, then the middle aliyah spans the gap.
Oh.
I mean, if they were all read together, then they'd be one parsha. You wouldn't have them, two separate names.
Yeah. So, oh, so, okay. Yeah, of course. So in a Chumash, it'll show Sheni if it's read separate, and then Sheni if it's read together.
Right. If you're in Chumash, you'll have the marking in two different places. It'll
Oh,
say,
I'm gonna look for that.
the Revi'i Kisehen Mechubarin is the way it's written.
Very interesting.
Okay. But we're going to talk about Hadaran.
About
When
what?
Hadaran, coming back. When you finish learning a Masechta, a Tractate Gemara, the ending of that, when you make a siyum,
Yeah.
end with the declaration of, see towards one, Hadran Alach Masechet
Right.
Eitzah B'Hadrachla. We will return to you. Well, you shall return to us, O Masechet, whatever, and
Right.
B'Hadrachlan, and you, and we will return to you. Da'itach Masechet, whatever, Da'itachlan, that our minds are on you and your minds on us. Whatever, and we shouldn't forget you. We're talking about coming back, right? You always end with a hadranalach, that you finished learning, but it's
Right.
not enough. We're always in a
Right.
chazara, right?
Right.
Right? We need to go back and again. And so, what's come of that, that when you make a siyum, and before you say the hadranalach, or after you say it, they often try to say a couple of words about the Masechet as a whole and try to thematically tie the end of the Masechet back to the beginning.
Of that Masechta.
That Masechet, right. And so you literally hadrachlan, you finish the last Mishnah and you go back and you start the first Mishnah of that, and you show how they kind of come together to make some kind of philosophical or ethical point about that. And it's a shiur, it's called a hadaran. So there's some famous hadarans out there. Some of them more
Oh.
brilliant than others, right? Lev Peshevkin has a whole, he's doing Daf Yomi, and he has a brilliant series of Hadarans, just to summary up the whole Masechta there. And so we're going to do that for Sefer Vayikra.
Okay.
Okay? The end of the Parsha, and the text itself is interesting because it seems to invite this Hadaran. Like it comes back to be where it started. It's the way the Parsha ends, the last paragraph. After the Tochacha, which is very dramatic, and it says, Ela Torah, this is all the laws, and then it has what looks like an appendix. Israel, you should speak to Bnei Israel, but Martel Lehem, and tell them, Ish Kiafli Neder, Berchakanda Pashot Lashem, a person who shall express a vow of value, Erkacha, of Berchakanda Pashot, the value of a life to God. And if the person that's being dedicated is a man between 20 and 60, then what you're donating is 50 shekels. And it's got a list of ages and genders. The beginning of Vayikra starts with Da'bera b'nei Israel, Lehem, Adam Ki Yakriv Mikan Korban Hashem. Same expression. The Rebbe Yisrael Martel Lehem, it's each versus Adam, and then Ki, when Yakriv Mikan Korban Hashem, they offer a sacrifice. You'll offer it from the animals, from the cattle and the sheep. Right? The words at the end echo the words at the beginning. Very simple. Okay, in poetry, that's called an inclusio. I like that word. A fancy Italian word. We see that a lot in Tehillim. Classically, we know that in Ashrei, right, which starts with Tehillat David and ends with Tehillat Hashem Yidaber Pi, kind of ties it together. Starting in with the same words. Pulls it into a coherent whole.
So
So,
it's like an intro and a summary, no?
right, an intro and outro, I guess they call it there. Right, in and out. It's not even a summary. It's just, similar
Oh,
themes kind of pulling them together. We'll see
okay.
how we could create that into a summary, because the book is called Leviticus, right? It's all about Kohanim. But these are not. It's about ordinary people dedicating themselves, their close ones, to Avodat Hashem. Okay? And that's what it's about. How do you offer a human being to God? Because human sacrifice is frowned upon, right? That's not a good idea. So the Torah here gives you two different models for substituting. One is the korban of an animal, or a mincha too, and the other one is the end of the parasha, which is the money. All of them as a sense of this is you, right? You are being offered. The human being is being offered. That's why it starts out with, I mean, it's where you understand that of Adam ki yakriv mikem. Person that who offers an Adam thing literally. And it tells you, well, no, don't do it literally, do it min habema. But the sense is that this is, it's meant to represent the human being. And that's where the Ramban puts it. Right? If you think about this, the dam being the human, your dam, when you think when you do this, you sin before God. You should be the one being offered. That Hashem accepts a substitute. Blood for blood, nefesh tachat nefesh, roshei avreya karban keneged roshei avara. Right? And that's important because there's this religious urge to sacrifice, to give, right? I love God. I'm going to give everything that includes me. So what Hashem means. Or what comes up more in the ancient world is offer your children. That's the ultimate sacrifice, right? Child sacrifice. That means you're giving something up. I mean, giving a cow is no big deal. So that's why the Torah uses that most dramatic lesson to say that never happens. You're not supposed to do that. Okay, and this is the way, Alex Ozar? You know the Ozar, right? He's all grown up. He's a rabbi. Okay, this is his article about David Hartman, who was a liberal Orthodox theologian. But he talks about the Akedah. The Akedah of the episode is a serious problem. If there's anything a man knows, it is that it's rather unseemly to murder one's son in cold blood, which, of course, is a very dry way of putting it, but it's also not true. We don't know that. People sacrifice their children all the time. We have to learn not to do that. God's commanding Abraham to do just that. Hartman explains, demands that he violate the most rudimentary dictates of his consciousness, and so effectively torpedoes Abraham's moral independence. But of course, the Akedah says in the end, that Hashem says not to do it. So when I say that to make sure that never happens, it does happen. We have this example in Yirmiyahu, where he's yelling at the people for doing that, right? For Marta, Shmu, Rashem, listen to you, people of Yehuda, to settle the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, Kamar Hashem Tzvakot, Elkei Yisrael, Yini may be Ra'ala Makam Hazeh. I am bringing such terrible calamity on this place, that Kereshol Kol Shama Tzitzalena Oznav, anyone who hears it, their ears will ring. Yanash Azavani, because they abandoned me, Vina Kru Et HaMakom Hazeh, and they made this place, they alienated this place. They offered their offerings to other gods, that they never knew them, their ancestors never knew them. And they filled this place with innocent blood. They built the altars to Baal, the strophe at Benehem
Ooh.
bring their children in the fire, alot labaal, as offerings to Baal. I never commanded this, I didn't talk about it, and it never even occurred to me. And the Gemara on that says that those are referring to other places in Tanakh where we have these examples of human sacrifice, child sacrifice, and how terrible it is. This is Gemara. I didn't command it. I never commanded it. I never wanted to do it. I never commanded it. Zeb beno shel Misha Melech Moav. That refers to the story of the son of the king of Moab. We're going to look at that story. It's pretty dramatic. Ludibarti is a Yiftach, right? That's the story of Yiftach and his daughter. You know, whether you take that literally, that he offered it, that's not clear. Well, to the B, and I never thought about it, the Yitzhak ben Avraham. That's the story of the Akedah. We have this, you know, direct stories of the potential for child sacrifice. But Hashem says, no, that's not what I want. Don't take it, that's not literal. I know you want to sacrifice, it's important. And this example of Misha, the king of Moab, is important. It's striking. Like it's an example where he sacrificed his child and it shocked his enemies that they retreat. They can't believe someone would do such a thing. And this is a story at the beginning of Melech Bet. Vayvol Melech Bnei Yisrael, Vaykum Yisrael. So Moab attacks Yisrael, Vaykum Yisrael, and Yisrael counterattacks, Vaykum Moab, Vayisum him, and they attack Moab, and Moab flees. Vaykubav, Vakotet Moab, and they continue to go on and attack Moab. Arim Yarasu, they destroy their cities. And that every open place, every good field, they cast stones in there, and Malua, they filled it up. Mayim, they sealed the wells. Tov, and they cut down the trees. Avineh, until their stones were left as a, here's a wall, as a destroyed wall. There were no cities left in Moab. And they surrounded the borders of the capital of Moab, and they attacked it.
Where do you see capital?
If they're talking about the city of Moab here, they surrounded the literally the current the borders of that city.
Oh, Kla'im is, what is
Literally, current.
Kla'im?
But claim or current, like around the Mishkan. In this sense, it's the
right.
border wall.
Right.
And the king of Moab saw that the war was going badly. He was being overpowered in the war. Ish, and he took 700 armed men by Melech Edom to go try to break through Edom, which was allied to Israel in this case. They couldn't. So the king of Moab takes his eldest son, Tachtav, who is the heir apparent, and offered him as a sacrifice on that wall. He kept up Gadol Yisrael, and Israel was in a panic. And they ran. They returned to Israel.
Well,
Okay? Now we're not connecting to contemporary politics, but if your enemies are willing to sacrifice their children, it makes it very hard to attack.
wow.
So that was the example of Misha Melech Moav. The power of child sacrifice of the Torah, I to overwhelmingly say over and over again, don't do this, right? When you have it, right? If you want to offer a human being, that's wonderful. That's a great sentiment. That's good. But we're going to substitute, okay? One of these two ways,
But
right?
there was a time in our history when we did it. I mean, Yirmiyahu says.
Yes, but that was a bad thing.
Okay,
I mean, the Torah
but
is absolutely clear this is wrong, but clearly it is happening, right? And it still happens. People are very willing to sacrifice their children for all sorts of causes.
Wow.
Okay, so that's why in the Akedah, Hashem has to say, no, yes, you're willing to sacrifice your child because you believe in me so much. Good, but we're going to do this differently, right? Hashem says, don't touch the child, don't do anything to him. That now that even and that I now know that even though you're fearing God, you're a moral, ethical person, but chasakta, you didn't hold back your only child from me. And Abraham lifts his eyes and he sees that there's a ram behind him, nechaz stuck in the thicket by its horns. Abraham offers it in a
How is this
surprise.
connected to the yukra?
I'm saying this is an example of a korban. That's and the
Oh,
fact that this is a korban,
right.
and when it starts out saying Adam ki yakriv mikem korban, a person who
Right.
offers an Adam, and he says min ha'bema. Right? You want to offer Adam ki yakriv mikem, you're going to do it min ha'bema. And so the contrast is with the end of our parsha, which continues on, which
Oh,
was said.
so there's a way to read that Adam is the object of the
Right. That's what I'm
phrase.
saying. That's
I
I'm going to
see.
quote Rav Elder here, who says that that's why it's Adam as opposed to Ish
Okay.
anywhere else. Right? That's what he normally would say it. Right? The way
Yeah.
it should be
Yeah.
up here is, you know, Dabrei b'nei Yisrael b'mar talehem Ish ki yafli neder is our parsha, and Dabrei b'nei Yisrael b'mar talehem Adam ki yakriv. That's a very unusual word to put there. It's, I mean, we're treating the Adam
Yeah,
as
I see.
a
Okay.
biological thing. Okay.
So it doesn't mean someone who decides to make a korban should do this. It
That is.
means if someone wants to sacrifice an Adam, he shouldn't. He should do
Right.
this. Okay.
Right. Again, that's homiletically reading it. Yes, Peshat is Adam as the subject.
Yeah.
But I
Okay.
think it's the point because, and then our Parsha says, you know, for animals, there's no such thing as tumor. There's no such thing as substituting. Right? And if you want to when you're offering an animal, anything that you're bringing to God that's holy, don't substitute, and don't try
Oh,
to swap
okay.
it. Better for worse, whatever you want to do. And if you try to swap it, Yahoo Uchmarato Yakodesh. Then both of them are Kodesh, but you have to offer both of them.
Oh.
Human beings must sacrifice, animals or not. Okay? And
Okay.
so there, and so that a end of our parsha gives another way to sacrifice a human being. I want to offer my child, then the answer is you donate money
Okay.
instead. That works, right? That's erchin or arachin. That's value. Okay? And this is all from Itamar Eldar, who was at the Gush. I'm not sure where he is now. Looking at the end of our parsha, the passage of Arachin determines that a person may not consecrate himself or another to the temple, only the worth of a soul. Right? You can't, just as an animal offering includes, to a certain extent, the sacrifice of the one bringing it as well, right? The animal offering is meant to represent the person. So to dedicate a sum of money equivalent to the valuation of a person includes the person himself to some extent in the dedication. The person gives himself to God, just as Hannah does to her son in practice. Again, that's another model for dedicating
Okay.
financially. Okay. And the lesson is everyone individual has their own inherent value. You can't offer someone else to fill your own spiritual and psychological needs. Right? Human life is sacrosanct. And as he says, Leviticus, the book of holiness, opens and concludes with the relationship of man to the temple, to the Mishkan, expressed through the voluntary impulse to connect to the temple to holiness. At its outset and denouement, I like that word.
Ooh.
Good word. Leviticus designates channels for the person who wishes to come to the gates of the temple, lend himself, or sacrifice himself to the holy. The Holy One residing in Israel demands a person sanctify himself, that he be part of this endeavor. That's a good sentiment. Wonderful. Do it right. Not with
And this, wait,
violence.
the beginning and the end, is the beginning of the book
Book
of
of
Vayikra,
Vayikra, right?
not the parsha of Vayikra,
No,
the
no.
book.
The entire book of Vayikra starts with the Korban, Adam
Okay.
Kiriv, and ends with Adam Kiafli,
Okay.
Meder Berachah.
And this week we're reading the end of
The end,
Vayikra? No,
correct.
we are.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you read that last, actually ends up being the last, ends up being the last two of these way divided up is going to be Erechin, values.
The end of
Bamidbar.
Vayikra. And next week we're starting a new book.
Bamidbar, correct.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, that's kind of
Wait,
interesting.
one more question. Did you say there's a book of Hadrons? What do you call them? The shit.
Hadarans. I didn't say there's a book of them. There's a lot of, I mean, it's a common thing to do, and there's some
Yeah.
famous ones. There's a great one by the Lubavitch Rebbe on Makot that goes into the, the Rabbi Akiva, who can you
Oh,
console
because
this,
I
pulls it
know
together.
Jack does see him every Pesach here for the
Okay.
Bachorim,
I don't know how
and
involved he gets in discussing it.
he I don't remember him ever talking about, and he does a little 5-minute shiur, but I don't remember it ever being that idea that he ties it to the beginning.
Okay.
Huh. I
I
have to
mean, he
tell him.
could. Now, of course, for some Bukhari, most people just want to get to the food. And they're not going to appreciate more. So the most brilliant ones I've seen is David Beshepkin. You know who that is?
No,
He's
and they're in
40.
writing somewhere. You could find them.
Yeah, in Tablet Magazine. And
Oh.
I actually started this shiur hoping to use his on Erechin, the Gemara Erechin.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we have two more masechta to get to that. He's doing it in Daf Yomi.
Oh.
He hasn't done Erechin yet.
Oh, and when he finishes a masechta, he does one of those
Right. He's
connecting.
like his good, 5-page essay on kind of how to look at the Masechet as a whole.
Okay.
But unfortunately, he hasn't done Erechin yet, so I couldn't use it.
Well, he did it last round.
No, he just he did no, he just started with Bracha this cycle of Daf Yomi.
He didn't do a Daf Yomi last cycle?
I don't know if he did it, but he didn't write it down. It's not in the magazine.
Okay.
Okay, so I can't tell
Okay.
you what he would have said.
Okay.
I'm
We'll
looking
find
forward
out.
to, yes, but so I'm
Yeah.
gonna this is not the Gemara, but there is a
Right.
Masechta of Erechin, because and that tells us something very interesting, because it's relevant today, not in terms of offerings, in terms of how you relate to other people, right? But not sacrifice others, but valuing people. Because do you know where the laws of Lashon Hara are in the Gemara?
No.
They're in Masechet Erechin. That's where well, everything about Lashon Hara comes out of Erechin, about the value, right? And the way the Gemara puts it, this is the Mishnah in Erechin, the Mishnah that's about the subject of our parsha. Yesh be'erechin la'akel la'achmir, that in Erech, it can be mekil or machmir, mostly because it's fixed. So if someone's really worth more, it's still the same fixed amount. If they're worth less, it's the same fixed amount. Motzi
More or
shem,
less, you go, more or less.
right? It's a fixed amount, so it can end up being more than what you would have if you somehow actually assess their value. And motzi shem ra, which is a subset of lashon hara, but specifically when a man accuses his wife of being unfaithful during the engagement.
That's what Motzi Shemra is?
That is the actual halacha of motzi shem ra is that case. I mean, it's
Wow.
broadened to everything, but the specific case, and there's a fine, and the fine is 100 shekel, and that's fixed, and that's la'akel achmir. You don't assess what it really would be worth. Okay, yesh be'erchin la'akel achmir ketzad. Right? And the answer is Erchin or fixed. You say, I want to be Marich, the most wonderful person in all Israel, the worst person. No ten chamishim sela. It's still the same fixed amount. But you can also, instead of use this language of Erchin, you can say a neder of damav. I'm going to give their value in money. No tana shavav. Then you assess how much a person is actually worth. wherever you want to do that. If you have a slave market, you can do that. So that's Erechin and mostly Shemra, Lakel Achmir. Ketzad, what does that mean? Echad Chutzi Shem Ra al Gadola should be Kahuna, but al Katana should be Israel, no tame mea sela. Same, it's the same 100 sela fine, whether you're slandering the most wonderful, most important family, the greatest woman of all time, or the least, doesn't matter. And that's kind of a technical connection between the two of them, but it goes, but the Mishnah doesn't just stop with the halacha there, it goes on. Nimsa omer b'fiv yoter mi'oser b'masa. That you see that what we say with our mouths is worse than doing an act in terms of an offense against people, or in this case against God. She came a sinner shown it chatem gezar din avotenu b'midbar el lashon hara. That the final. The final decree was only sealed over the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim. Shenemar, as it says, that Hashem tells Moshe after the sin of the spies that they've sinned against me 10 times. But that wasn't enough. I'm not going to destroy them for that. I'm not going to make them exile. I'm not going to keep them going to Israel for the 10 times of actually sinning against me. But this time,
Ten times for the 10 spies.
no. This is 10 times of 10 previous incidents where they rebelled against Moshe. They complained,
Oh.
like by the water at Sinai and by the man, and then
Okay, ten
something.
times. Okay.
Right. So that, and the Gemara goes, "It's on which of the 10 times? The 10 times. That I mean, those were bad. They were all, asking, is God among us? Right? Do we want to go back to Egypt? But the Lashon, maligning the land." That was Lashon Hara. That was the final straw. Terrible things. Okay. And so that Gemara develops this idea. It just keeps going about how, okay, once we get to this point of talking about Lashon Hara, this is our Motzi Shemra, we're going to talk about Lashon Hara and how terrible it is. Amar Chisam, Amar Ukva, Kol Masaper Lashon Hara, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani Hu Yacholin Lador Ba'olam. Saying Lashon Hara, then you and I, we can't exist in the world together. Yamra says in Tehillim Aleph, Mulashanai, Beseter, Rehu, someone who maligns their neighbors and in secret, Otam, seat, I will cut them off. The proud, haughty person, Otol Lo'uchal. I can't. And I'll take Otol Lo'uchal, not that I can't deal with the him. I can't exist with him, not with him. We can't
Oto
exist.
Ito.
Right?
Okay.
It's not that I can't allow him to exist, but I can't exist. Hashem says I can't be exist in the world at the same time as this person. Lashon Hara is incompatible with godliness. Or like Mar Yerushalmi says something more striking. Arba Devarim She'ein Nifrayim Min Adam Ba'olam Hazeh. There are four things that a person is punished for in this world. The Karen Kayim at Olam Haba, and the principle that Avera remains in the Olam Haba, kind of the flip side of the
What does
bargain.
Keren Kayemet mean here?
The principle remains. The idea is that you're paying the interest, but you haven't paid off the debt. That you'll get punished for it in Olam Hazeh, but come Olam Haba, you still get punished for it.
Keren, what is
Hayem.
Keren?
The principle
Kayemet. Okay,
exists.
so how do we get to use that term for Keren
You can't
Kayemet?
say Karen Kayemet. So that term is in davening. We talk about on the positive side of that mitzvot. That sound familiar?
Oh.
Right? These are the things that you enjoy the fruits of you live off the interest in this world, and the keren lasts, the value lasts for later. And
Oh.
this, it's a good thing. These are the negative. So the JNF took that as the Keren Kayemet, meaning that this is an investment that lasts forever. You
Oh.
want the fruit for right now, but the investment in the land, that lasts forever. That's the meaning of Keren Kayemet.
Oh, I never thought about what it meant, Karen Kayeman. Oh, so
Okay.
it's a little bit of a slang thing here, right? It's not really money.
No, this is a metaphor.
Yeah, a
Right.
metaphor.
Okay. Yeah, so we know the
Oh.
positive side of this. This is the negative side. There are four sins that are so terrible that you're paying up for it throughout your life, and it's still there as it was. Come olam haba.
Okay, and what are they? Ah.
Ilhen avodah zarah,
Yeah.
gilui arayot, shfichut
Yeah.
damim, lashon hara keneged kulam.
Wow.
Hara is equivalent to Yom HaBa. Okay, and specifically the Gemara puts that. So these laws of lashon hara in Erechin. That's the Gemara's way of putting it. The middle of Seder Kodesh, all about sacrifices and Kodesh, and again, and the Erechin is part of that. Lashon hara is part of that, and the Torah puts those laws in the middle of Parsha Kedoshim as well. Okay, right in the middle of Kedoshim, right? Debar kol baratz adap Yisrael matalehem Kedoshim to you. You'll be holy. And then lo telech rachil va'amecha, don't go around gossiping. That's part of what Kodeshim is. And this week's parsha, in the context of finishing all Sefer VaYikra, it says it again. Lo tono
Okay.
ish et amito, do not oppress one person his fellow man, v'yiraytim Elokecha and fear God, kinyi Hashem. And that lo tono ish et amito, pan nisir alonot devarim. That's talking about pressing with words. So don't upset your
Oh,
friend.
you know what that word in Hebrew is? Yaknit? To
No.
tease. To
Tease.
tease
Okay, that's a
someone.
good word. Good.
I
Okay, that's
just
low
came up.
tone.
I just learned that word this week in a
Oh, okay.
backgammon context. He said, I'll tuck tinu oti. He was very
Ah.
upset.
Is this one of
It's
your
the opposite
grandkids?
of giving kavod, is
Yes.
lahaktin.
Haknit, not haktin.
Oh, yeah.
Haktin is to belittle. The
Yeah.
haknit would be to tease.
Hakneet,
Okay.
right.
Haknit,
Well,
right. That's low tone. That
hakneet.
is that's in this week's parsha as well. I'm going to put that
Okay.
together.
Wait, so wait, the paradigm of, wait, the phrase Lashon Hara doesn't appear in the Torah?
That's correct.
Okay. And the paradigm of, and Motzi Shem Ra also doesn't.
No, Hotzi Shemra does appear.
It does?
Yes, in that case of
A man
a
accusing his.
man accusing his
Oh,
fiance of having been unfaithful.
it appears in the Torah.
Yeah, you want to see it? Let's see, go pull
Yeah, I
that
want
up.
to see it.
Okay,
I don't
that is
believe it.
in A, if I'm not mistaken.
It should be in. It should be in Kedoshim or something.
No, it's in Devar, it's in Re. Okay. To make clicks, keep adding more stuff to Deuteronomy.
Jack is a monthly subscriber to
To
Safaria.
oh, okay.
And I keep telling him, I'm terrible. Oh, he uses it. He thinks he should be a monthly subscriber.
I give to them, but I don't have them. What?
That's why the shekel is so low, because he.
It's all Jack's fault.
Yep.
He's giving all their money to
Yeah.
Safari. I'm gonna try.
And Motzi Shem Ra is a subcategory of Lashon Hara. But it
Right.
must mean other things too, right? Like
What
in
what's he
business.
you know, what's he shame ra is when you're lying.
Oh.
It's in other words, Lashon Hara is saying negative things about someone, true or not. Da, 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 da.
Motzi Shemra is like defamation, but in other contexts besides a woman.
Da, 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 da. Okay, Chaf Bet Yigimel. Okay. No. Uvala Usneya.
Oh.
That's the expression. Okay.
Ah.
That's where the Motzi Shem Ra comes from.
And it's a lie. Okay.
It's a lie, right? Right. Okay, and then again, that's
Very interesting.
okay.
Very
That's it.
interesting. Okay.
That low tone
Okay.
is at C. Look, I need. Okay, and I will. Wait. Okay, I got the L there. Okay, sorry. So, in other words, that Sefer Yikra isn't just about temple service, about avodah. It's about the value of human beings and not destroying them. Taking human beings seriously as individuals, don't destroying that with words. And that is the lesson as we finish Vayikra
It's
and
about
remember
human
Rebecca.
value of being. Don't destroy that with your words. Okay.
And there. And I have no doubt that David Shenkin would say that, but much more poetically and much nicer, but I don't have that yet.
Wait, and we tied it because the beginning, the language echoes the beginning and the end.
Beginning the end, right? But both those are about how do I offer a human being? And the answer
Okay.
is I don't directly, that I can dedicate them, that human
Right.
beings cannot
Right.
be sacrificed for my needs. And I tied
Right.
that into Lashon Hara as an example of sacrificing someone else for my own needs. Don't do that. That's all
Okay.
part of the same idea, respecting other people.
Wait, so how do we get from sacrifices to Lashon Hara?
That I'm using other people to meet my needs,
Oh.
not respecting the value of another person. That's what Lashon Hara
Okay,
basically.
and how do we get there from the language and everything?
Oh, I'm saying that the both the Gemara and the Torah put those
Oh, they put it in
together,
there,
right? In other
right?
words, the Gemara puts Lashon Hara right in the middle of Erech, and the Torah puts it as part of Sefer VaYikra.
Which we're now finishing up. Okay. Okay.
Yep. And I
Seder,
will.
is it, there's another name for Vayikra. What is it called? Sefer
Torah
Kohanim?
Kohanim.
Torat Kohanim. Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you for
Okay.
waiting. Sorry I was late. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
And
you.
I will ask Jack about this when you do a hadron.
Does he want to make more of an essay of having a whole hadron rather than just
Yeah.
finishing the last Gemara?
Right. Right.
Okay, we're gonna stop
Yeah.
now.